I always hear a lot of relationship quotes. One that I just heard was from Chris Rock. Relationships are only tough when only one person is working on it. Two people can move a couch real easy. I thought that one was good. Another one that I've heard in the past was, everybody in the world is crazy. You just gotta choose the kind of crazy that you're willing to deal with and then shoot your shot. It takes a lot to be in a relationship. But when you really understand the crux of the thing, it's basically two people that have committed themselves to get to know each other more. And essentially, that's what a marriage is, except you make the commitment to learn who this other person is for the rest of your life. The following is part two of a conversation that I had with my wife, detailing the beginnings of our relationship. Our story isn't over yet. We will actually be celebrating 9 years of marriage this year. So anyway, enjoy the rest of this episode. Welcome to the Edge, folks. Let's get sharp.
Well, me, I would be on the phone talking to you about all the guys that I met. Mm-hmm. And all like, oh, so I met this guy and he took me here and he took me home to meet his parents. And you're
I remember that dude. That was the grandmama that called you
colored.
And I was like, oh, that's the family you want to be in. And then good luck.
But you were doing all of that to show me, and I ignoring it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I deserved it though.
And when I would say, so October, you had come home, and at this point we had been in an exclusively talking phase.
Mm-hmm.
So you had come home, I think it was October. Mm-hmm. By this point, I'm going back to where I was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me you had a conversation with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about that? Or?
Yeah. Let's talk about it all.
I'm saying, do you want to talk about it or do you want me to talk about it?
I want you to tell your perspective.
Okay, so you told me that you talked to your dad.
Uh-huh.
And your dad was like, so what's going on, son? How you doing? And you were like, he said, so what's going on with you and Tessie?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, nothing. And you said, well, I like her and I want to date her. I like her and I want to date her. And he said, wait, you want to date or you want to date her?
is this when you came to the house?
Yes.
Okay, all right, yeah. So this is when you came to the house and I had my mom, my dad, Aunt Shirley,
yeah.
And my sister. Okay, all right, go ahead.
And you were like, he's like, I want to date her.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and you told me that, he said, well, if you want to date her,
date her. Right, yeah.
And he said, and I remember you were like, I want to date you and I want to make it official. Do you want to be with me? And I said, yeah. And you were like, okay, well, we need to make it official. We made a lot of mistakes in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And we need help.
We need coaches.
We need accountability.
Mm-hmm.
For the choices that we are going to make based off of the leading of the Holy Spirit that we both felt at mm-hmm. the time.
Right.
So we're sitting there in your house. You had come home. I think you had been home for like a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you called me and said, hey, come over.
Mm-hmm.
So I came over and I'm sitting there on the couch watching a movie and with your family, and you were like, basically the movie ended.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everybody's getting ready to disperse,
right?
And you're sitting there and you were like, hey everybody, and you started talking, and then you said, I like her. And you pointed at me and I'm like looking down, and I looked up and I'm like, what is happening? And you were like, and I want to date her. Mm-hmm. And she wants to date me.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we basically, like, threw ourselves on the mercy of the court.
Right.
And we laid out our case. Actually, you laid out our case, and I sat there with my eyes wide and my mouth hanging open. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, and they told us, well, you're adults.
My mom was like, hey, the dating is over. Y'all need to get engaged. Like, I was like, all right, mom, chill.
That's what she said.
Relax.
And she said, y'all been doing this for too many years. Y'all already dated. Y'all need to get on with the getting engaged and mm-hmm. getting married. And we were like,
slow down.
And I remember, at that time, and then for my 21st birthday, your mother and I, Shirley, and Rebecca took me to Atlantic City for my birthday.
Right.
And I remember you bought me that bracelet.
Right.
The
tennis bracelet?
Not that one. Mm-hmm. That one was our first dating anniversary, but you bought me like another, like a cheapy little bracelet. Mm-hmm. And you would call me, happy birthday, baby. I love you so much. Stinking drunk in the casino. The first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shirley that night was like, hold the phone up in the air, make sure ain't nobody else in there. I was like, what? What is happening? But yeah, and make a long story short, mm-hmm. We kind of threw ourselves on the mercy of the court and mm-hmm. pleaded our case wanting to be together. And you know, it wasn't, they basically, you know, said it's not going to be easy because we made mistakes in the past
mm-hmm.
physically,
right,
with one another, and not only with one another but with other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that sounded really bad.
But
was it like a group situation?
Right.
It was,
yeah.
You had your dalliances. I had mine. Uh-huh. Then we also had our dalliances with each other.
Right.
And everyone was telling us it's going to be hard because if you are trying to have a relationship that is
right,
pleasing, mm-hmm. holy, and acceptable unto God, and mm-hmm. It's going to be hard
mm-hmm.
to fight what you've already experienced,
right,
what you already know feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
mm-hmm.
very hard. Not saying we were perfect. No. We made our mistakes.
Right. But the distance really helped.
The distance really helped. Really helped.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, that's what we needed.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that we've never had a problem with is our physical attraction to one another.
Correct.
Correct. We have problems with our emotional skills. We have problems with our
communication skills.
We have problems with a whole lot of other things, but one thing we never had a problem with was mm-hmm. physically.
Right. Because you're fine, girl. It is what it is. It is what it is.
And, but in that respect, we had to learn how to love each other without being physical.
Right.
And there were certain things that we just couldn't do
mm-hmm.
because it would lead to other things.
Mm-hmm.
We were very limited on like the makeout sessions.
Right.
That we would have. Like mm-hmm. they were very few and far between. We would kiss,
mm-hmm.
but you know,
mm-hmm.
making out with the tongue and the stuff like that, that was something that we had to restrain ourselves on a lot
mm-hmm.
because that's a very slippery slope with us, because kissing is my thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. That's for us now. Stop being nasty. Stop being nasty.
You know, so we had to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so how did I propose to you?
Oh my God, why do you want to talk about that?
Because this is the best part.
It was terrible.
It was phenomenal.
It was terrible.
And you said yes, so I don't want to hear it.
That doesn't count. the real one or the fake one?
It's not a fake one.
It was fake. The real one or the fake one?
First of all.
The real one or the fake one?
It's not. Neither one of them were fake. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay,
and I'm going to tell you why it wasn't fake. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I called my parents after you said yes. And I was like, yo, I asked her to marry me. And she said, yeah, it's official. Let's go. And my parents was like, you got something to say to everybody? And you was like, no.
No. So, my senior year in college, I went to a Christian school, and one of the classes we had to take was theological thinking was in the current world and media and everything that we live in, how to see God in everything. The simplified. That class I had put off taking every semester. Why? Because it was an early class. So my last year, it was, you have to take this or you won't graduate. So I had a 6 a.m. class. And I lived about 40 minutes away from the campus. So you're telling me I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning to leave my house by 5. So Michael knew the rules.
What rules?
You don't call me Tuesday or Thursday because I had a class Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 a.m. And Michael didn't get off work until 12:30 because you were working at the steakhouse at that time.
Right.
So you were working, like all day. So 12:30. So he calls me at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm looking at the phone like,
Libra, what do you want?
Like, I'm about to lose it. Like, why is he calling me at 1 o'clock in the morning? So we're having a conversation. Mind you, I'm half asleep because I was asleep when he called me.
Because you're the best girlfriend ever.
I was a really great girlfriend. So I answer the phone and I'm like, hello. He proceeds to talk.
And talk. You mean, by talk, you mean profess my love for you.
Yes.
Right.
So, he's like, I love you. You're the best. You're working so hard to get your degree, to make a better life for yourself. And so all proud of you. Yeah, and I'm so proud of you and everything that you've accomplished and as far as you come and blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, And he said, and I've been praying a lot about you lately, more than before. And he said, God revealed to me how you fit
into my purpose
and into my life.
Bars.
And I'm like, And you said, and I just realized that I love you. And I want to marry you. And I said, Okay. And this was not an uncommon conversation for us, you know, as Christian people. The goal of dating is marriage.
Is to get married, right.
You know, and because we have known each other by this point for 9 years, 10 years, I think, almost.
Right.
That we had known each other for so long. We had been friends for so long. And we had been in, you know, we've been in the church.
I guess it was about 6 or 7 years at this time.
What?
It's been a while.
So, you know, we've talked about marriage a lot. And so it wasn't an uncomfortable or uncommon conversation for us to have.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking, and I'm like, uh-huh. And then he said...
You're right, it was 9 years. Go ahead, continue.
He's like, I want to marry you. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, do you want to marry me? And I'm like...
Whatever, nigga.
Whatever. And then you started talking, you're like, no, I don't think you know I'm serious. Like, I want to marry you. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, Michael, I'm tired. Like,
I got stuff to do tomorrow.
I gotta go. And this point, it's like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm serious.
I am serious. And you're like, to me seriously.
And you said seriously. My full name.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm not saying on this podcast.
Desirita. All right, I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it too.
Put you want somebody to take my identity?
No, chill.
He said my full name,
mm-hmm.
And he said, "Will you marry me?" And I said, "Sure." And you were, well, first I said, you were, I was like, Michael, stop playing. And you were like, I'm not playing. Tell me. And I was like, and you were like, I need to hear you say yes. And I'm like, will you get off the phone if I say yes? And you were like, yes, I will. And I said, okay, fine. Yeah, I'll marry you. And you said, all right.
All right.
Thank you. I love you. Have a good day. And I hung up. And I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so his parents are our pastors. Mm-hmm. They are my pastors.
Mm-hmm.
They were my pastors for a very long time. And we had Bible study. And Bible study, after every Bible study on Tuesday night, we would have a snack.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a light snack, cheese, crackers, little like pepperoni, fruits or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Vegetables. And both of the pastors had obligations until about service.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go, and that would be my job on Tuesday. After I got off work, I would go straight, and I would let myself in, and then I would go into the kitchen and get the snack ready. And this particular Tuesday, I'm in there cutting a snack in the kitchen, and his mother comes in, pastor, and she sits in the chair while I'm cutting up the cheese. And she was like, hi, and I was like, hi, how are you, pastor? And she's like, I'm pastor good, how Carolyn. Are you? And she was like, so I talked to Michael last night, and I talked to Michael today or something like that, she said. And in my head, I'm like, okay, good for you. It's your son. You can talk to him whenever you want. Like, you know, I'm just his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, he also told me you're engaged. And I dropped the knife on the counter, and I turned around and looked at her, and I said, we are not engaged. And she said, are you sure? And I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, did he ask you to marry him? I said, yeah. And she said, did you say yes? I said, well, yeah. She said, so you're engaged. And I said, it was over the phone. That doesn't count.
It counts. Count
it. And she said, yes, it does. And I said, no, it doesn't. There's no ring on my finger. It doesn't count. So we're going through service. And at the end of service, she says, Desi, do you have any announcements you want to make? I said, I sure do not.
I surely do not.
And she was like, you don't have an announcement? I said, I sure don't. And she said, Desi and Michael got engaged last night. I said, no, we didn't.
Really? Come on.
I said, he asked me over the phone. That doesn't count. And everyone disagreed with me, but it doesn't count. I didn't count us engaged until October.
When I came home.
When he came down, when he made a trip up to Pennsylvania from Florida,
mm-hmm.
and he proposed to me with a ring. That's when I thought we were engaged. But up until then, we were just a boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's
does not count.
Clearly incorrect.
It clearly and was not.
So, you know, you almost didn't get proposed to that night. Because I was scared. Even though we had already talked about it and everything.
Yeah, but I don't understand that, how you were engaged. We were.
I came home. I got.
Your parents were already planning a wedding.
Right? I came home. I forget. And I got the. Because I bought the ring in Florida. I came home. And I came home. And, you know, every time I come home, I borrow your car.
Yeah.
When I was there. So I remember taking the ring to get sized. And there was like a bag. It was like
it was in a
paper bag, and then in a Wawa bag, and it was like in the trunk of your car. And I remember you taking the car after I went and got the ring sized, and you were mad. He was like, "Why is all this trash in the car?"
I was like, "If you went to Wawa, at least you could have got me a sandwich." And you were like, "What are you talking about? I didn't go to Wawa." And I was like, "So the Wawa bag in the car?" And you were like, "Oh, yeah, I did go to Wawa." And I was like, "See, you bad at lying, and you don't know how to clean up after yourself. You just going to make a mess in my car, and it's beautiful and clean." And
you were like, just got that car.
I'm sorry. No, I mean, yeah.
That was your first car.
Yeah, that was my first car. Mercury Sable.
Miss you, baby.
Served your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
you got me all over Pennsylvania and down to Florida, so right. You served your purpose.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, so I got the ring sized. And so I said, I want to do it tonight. But I didn't plan anything because I was so stinking nervous. And then so my aunt Shirley called me and was like, "Mike, what do you want us to do? How are we going to do this?" And I was like, I don't know. I'll just do it next time. And Aunt Shirley was like, "Oh no, you doing this tonight." And she was like, "We got it." And then her and my sister and I think Devon was a part of it too. Devon was like the man, but they organized the party and they set everything up and they basically told me what to do. And that's when I took you to Westchester because I wanted to ask Pastor Jerry to marry us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went up there to talk to him and also to talk to my brother and his wife at the time.
And still is his wife.
Yeah. Well, yeah, still is his wife. I don't know why I said that.
Still,
and will be his wife for a very, very long time. Until death do they part. Anyway. But yeah. So we went up there, and my brother was, like, happy for me, but he was mad because I wasn't doing it right then and there because I was waiting until I got back home to do it. And he was like, "Man, you should do it while you up here, man. I was like, "Chill. Like, we're going home. We're going to do it at mom and dad's house." And so as I was driving home, they were texting me and letting me know, "Hey, everything's ready." And well, they texted me and let me know everything wasn't ready. And so that's when I pulled over to that bank and got $20 out. Like I needed some money or whatever. And then we hopped back in the car and we were headed down the street. And I remember the one thing that I remember more than anything else from this night.
It's our favorite song.
No, Shania Twain came on.
I feel like a woman.
And you are doing a robot to the song in the car on the way down to hotel. I'm like, yo, like, clearly this is the woman for me. Like, I need to be with this shit for the rest of my life.
I love that song.
I'm like, what is she doing right now? I was like, yo, she is perfect. Like, there's nobody else I want to be with on this planet more than I want to be with her right now.
And I remember feeling so stupid that night because I remember Aunt Gloria called you.
Right.
And she said, "Can we bring people to this or is it like invite only?"
Right.
And I was like, and I'm sitting in the car listening to this conversation. I'm like, bring people to what? I thought we were having a financial peace class.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, "Yeah, bring people to the financial peace class." And I'm like, why would she want to do that?
Right.
I was like, this is also
other people can have financial peace.
I was like, this is also like the last class.
Right.
So like, why are you bringing someone to the end?
Right.
And then I'm like, whatever. And
don't hate on somebody's journey.
Yeah, Jesse. That's first of all. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we pulled up to the house and you parked my car.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're walking up to the house, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm seeing Because at that time, Sister Michelle had the CRV, mm-hmm. and there was a huge placard in the window that says Michelle RN.
Right.
So I'm like, why is Sister Michelle here?
She trying to get financial peace out here.
Why is this car here? Why is that car here? Why is Devon's car? I was like, no. I was like, and then I'm like, why is Sister Sean's car parked right in the front?
Right.
Like, she wasn't supposed to be at this financial peace class. And I'm like, I am so confused what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. And then I walked in the house.
Right. And everybody was in there. And my dad was in the kitchen watching TV. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, get in here. And so I took the ring off the mantle and I started to get down on one knee. And my dad was like, boy, you ain't gave her the ring
yet. Well, you started to put her on my finger.
Yeah.
And he said, you ain't asking no questions yet.
Oh. I was like,
and so. And you struggled because at that time I was wearing that ring that you bought me from.
It was
TJ Maxx. It was like
the promise ring,
a $20 ring,
uh-huh.
and I was wearing it on my finger,
uh-huh.
and you struggled to take it off, and I took it off, and I threw it, and then you held my hand, and
mm-hmm.
you went to put the ring on. Your dad said you ain't asked no questions yet,
mm-hmm.
and then you asked me, "Will you marry me?" And mm-hmm. I said.
And then everybody clapped. And you looked at me like, what do we do now? High five.
We did the most natural thing you could do.
High five.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we do now? High five.
And then we hugged. And then, yeah, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Good times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good times, right?
Yeah.
How do you say I love you to your partner? This is such a deep question because there's this book that's out called The Five Love Languages. I had no idea that there was multiple ways to show people that you love them. So I think about it like this. If I am saying I love you, I'm screaming it from the top of my lungs, telling my wife how much I love her, but I'm saying it in a language that she doesn't understand. It doesn't matter how passionately I feel it. It doesn't matter how hard I'm saying it. It doesn't matter how hard I'm trying to show it. She's never going to understand me. And that is what a lot of people run into. You're saying that you love this person so much, but you're saying it in English. And they only understand it in Korean or something like that. And they're saying that they love you so much and they're screaming it from the rafters how much they love you and how much they want to be with you. And they're saying it in Korean and you can only understand love in English. So we need to take the time to communicate with our partners, talk to them, find out how do you interpret love or how do you want me to show you that I love you. Our first couple years of marriage, me and my wife went through that because I was trying to show her how much I loved her by how hard I work. I used to work all kinds of crazy hours. I still do some days, but I used to work 6 12-hour shifts a week easy, and I would bring home a good amount of money and I would put it in the bank and I would buy her stuff and I would make sure all the bills were paid. And to me, that was me showing her how much I loved her. All the while, her love language is quality time and gifts. So all this time I was spending at work trying to show her how much I love her, all she wanted me was to be at home spending time with her. So it was just an exercise in futility, as they say. But once I understood that quality time is what she really likes and gifts, doesn't matter if they're expensive, just knowing that I'm thinking about her enough to buy her something special. Now that I know that, I can better communicate to her how much I love her and she understands it and she gets it. So please consider how you say you love someone, because love is not a mistake. I don't think it's ever a mistake, but it is most assuredly a solution. I love you guys and I'll see y'all in the next episode.